Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. For the next 2 hours, we're talking Georgia athletics. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare, the official healthcare provider for the Georgia Bulldogs. Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. And by Dos Equis. Cheer on your favorite team with a Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. The coach is here Monday nights during basketball season to talk about the Bulldogs and to take your questions via social media. So if you have a question for the coach, you can post it on any of UGA's social media platforms with the hashtag AskCoachCrean, and we could use your question here on the show. The Bulldogs head into the week with a record of 13-9 overall, 6-9 in the SEC. The Bulldogs were 1-1 last week. Georgia produced a rousing 80-70 win over Missouri last week, coming from 13 down in the second half to go up by 14 before the eventual final margin of 10 points. Then on Saturday, the Bulldogs lost at Florida as their comeback attempt fell short in the final minutes. Georgia's scheduled to play a pair of home games this week. The Dogs get LSU in Athens tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and South Carolina in Athens on Saturday at 1 p.m. The Bulldogs have already played each of these teams on the road this season, so it's a chance for Georgia to even up the home-and-home after losing at LSU and South Carolina earlier. Our coverage of Bulldogs basketball begins at 6:35 Tuesday night from Stegman Coliseum as Georgia will face the LSU Tigers. We hope you will join us right here for Georgia basketball tomorrow night. Time now to hear from the Bulldogs head coach. Tom Crean is here for the next hour to answer your questions and talk Bulldogs basketball. So we'll get to Coach Crean right after this timeout on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
At Community Coffee, we've been making great-tasting coffee for over 100 years. But what makes us different isn't just how long we've been around. It's how far we're willing to go in pursuit of the perfect cup. We select only the finest beans and use over 4 generations of family roasting experience to give you the richest, most delicious coffee around. Find Community Coffee at your local grocery store or visit communitycoffee.com to order some today.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hey, welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Georgia basketball head coach Tom Crean. Glad to have you along tonight as the Bulldogs are back home this week for two games. LSU on Tuesday, South Carolina on Saturday. Coach is here, and Coach, we're getting to that point where we're running out of games here in the regular season. It's let me get your thoughts on how you feel like things have gone this year in a very challenging season.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm really not in a reflective mood, to be honest with you. So we're getting ready for the next game. So it's not a good. I don't have a good answer on that. We're just getting ready to play this next one, and we've got to play better than we did against Florida and try to build on some of the things that we did against Missouri, and play a very talented LSU team.
You've seen LSU once earlier in the year last month, and that was a game that went to overtime. And certainly if people listened to it or watched it or followed along, then they know what happened there late in the ball game. But what have you seen from this LSU team
talented.
As they've changed along the
they're
season?
They're very talented. They can score. Javonte Smart is shooting the ball extremely well. Cam Thomas is leading the league or the country or whatever in scoring at 25 a game. He gets a lot of shots. He gets to the foul line. We've got to do a great job of keeping him off the foul line. Trenton Watford can operate from a lot of different areas. Darius Days is an outstanding shooter. They put other guys. They're talented. They've recruited extremely well. He's a good coach, and we're going to have to play very well.
Tell us a little bit about your team right now. I want to ask you about Andrew Garcia. How is he doing?
Hopefully he'll be better. He was a little bit better today. He got the rods out of his nose this morning that he had put in on Wednesday, which caused him a lot of discomfort for a couple of days. Then he got hit a couple times in the game. But he did a better job today, so we need to get him back into the flow, and hopefully he will.
Last week, the high of the Missouri game, the low of the Florida game, mm-hmm. How did you manage it all?
Yeah, we just do. I mean, the next day is the next day. So you build on it and do the best we can with it. And we did a lot of good things in the Missouri game. We came back in the Florida game, but we just missed too many shots. I mean, we missed a lot of open shots that obviously right now, if I had to look at the season, which I don't like to do, the inconsistency of our shooting has been the issue, you know, as much as anything else when it comes to making open shots. So eventually we've got to hit those at a consistent rate. But it was a tough game the other day when you're playing with Tamani in foul trouble and Andrew being not nearly 100% like he wasn't, and Justin and PJ not making shots. Certainly Sevier played well. Ty Fagan did a good job. But for us to shoot that poorly, to play without Tamani, to be in the game in a two-possession game with under a minute to go or under 30 seconds or whatever it was to go, was really nothing short of miraculous in that game. I mean, it really was. And it just shows to show if you hustle, you play hard, you keep attacking, good things can happen. And that's we came back in the Missouri game and did that, and we just fell short in the Florida game.
Georgia and LSU tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Stegman Coliseum, and then South Carolina scheduled for a Saturday afternoon contest. And we've been a good team at home this season. What are your thoughts about playing at home?
We've got to play well. I mean, it's the bottom line. We're home, you know, we don't have the adrenaline of a sellout crowd. Our fans have been great. The energy of that has been really good. But we got to take care of the basketball. We've got to take care of the ball. We've got to be efficient defensively. We've got to make the next pass. And we've got to play smart, right? And part of smart is decision-making, making that next pass, talking on defense. Those are the things that we've got to do. If there's one thing that I have not been able to get through to how crucial this is day in and day out, it's to the level of talk you got to have on defense. And it's getting harder and harder in society to get that level of talk with how much nonverbal communication, with how much screen time there is, with how much people can go through majority of their day and not have to say a word. But unfortunately, in basketball, we don't get to have our phones and we don't get to text each other when a screen's coming or when we're given help. And that falls short sometimes. And it's a universal issue, but that's the part of it that we've got to get done. I mean, we've got to be more aware and alert with our communication for one another to help one another. And that's what we've got to continue to build. So you add that, we get some more rebounds and we make a few more open shots. I mean, we're playing even better. And that's what we're going to continue to hope for.
Did you ever think when you became a basketball coach that, you know, societal problems would carry over into the court when you're practicing and things of that nature?
No. Well, I mean, it's so different. But distractions and discouragement and things like that, they're universal in the world, and they don't change just because you're playing a two-hour basketball game. And I don't know how the other sports feel about that, but in basketball, it's so quick hitting, it's so quick moving, you can't have that. And so I can't compare it to other sports because I don't coach them and I don't understand them as well. But you've got to be able to stay in the moment and move on to the next thing quickly. And that's getting harder and harder for kids. But, I mean, that's kind of the thrill of coaching used to be watching guys get better and watching them improve their skills. Right now the thrill of coaching is when somebody can give you consistent effort on the communication end and on the awareness end and impact the game. Not only with their scoring or not only with a steal or a rebound, but with how they help their teammates. I thought there were so many situations in the Missouri game where all five guys were connected, down in a stance, active, doing the right thing. And that's a very, very important thing. You know, we're a product of a lot of lack of accountability in the world, right? And basketball is no different. And the accountability of basketball is you've got to play hard every possession. You've got to play active with your feet, with your hands, with your mouth. And that's hard to do. And so that's why most people avoid it, right? I mean, you've got to be really, really good at the things you do the most and that they're at the hardest. And staying true to that when it may not be going well for you is a very, very hard thing. And that's the thrill of coaching right now, trying to help guys get through that. It's a very taxing part of coaching, but it's the thrill of coaching to watch guys understand that's the value of winning. And that's what we've got to continue to do. I tell these coaches all the time, okay, we'll talk about skills, all those types of things, but don't come with me, don't come to me unless they are competitive, unless they've got a winning background, because it's too hard without that. And you've just got to make sure that there's a lot of things you have to be a successful player at any level, but especially at this level. But having a real competitive fire and pride and having a winning in your background is a big part of that. Because if you've got that, you can make up for mistakes and you've probably been taught some of the things that it takes to win.
How much of that do you think has been developed by the time you see these kids and be able to know that to bring them on board here?
Everything's different. I mean, there's no broad stroke brush on it. And I think it's harder in a COVID world because you just don't get to see people in person. They shifted our recruiting period back to May 31st again, which could mean it'll even be further. I mean, you're doing things off video, you're doing things off Zoom, you're doing things off word of mouth. And I'm not going on word of mouth, right? Not anymore. So the bottom line becomes you got to really trust the video. But that's hard because you don't get to see people. And everybody's going through it. I mean, it's not just something we're going through. I mean, it's hard though. So you've got to see who's got that. You don't get to see how they react. You don't get to see how they react to coaching. So when you get them, you've got to try to work on a lot of that stuff when you have them. And that's hard, right? That's hard. But I think as we go through it and as you build a program, the things that are most important don't really change, right? I don't want guys that are raised on individual workouts. I mean, there's a place for the workout guy. There's a place for all of that. But it's not in place of the winning. It's not in the place of being coached. It's not in the place of understanding day in and day out. You've got to have a responsibility to how good you have to be in practice. It's not at the expense of guys that win. I mean, if somebody's not winning, there better be a heck of a reason why moving forward. And one thing we've always tried to do in recruiting, and it's a little harder right now with the situations the way it is, but okay, especially with high school, do they win in the summer? Do they win in the winter? All right. Do they win in the summer with their AAU program? Do they win in the winter with their high school team? And if it's just one or the other, okay, well, then you can dive into that and figure out why. If it's neither, you probably better hit the door running because there's probably a common denominator to that. Maybe not. So you may have to study it a little bit. But again, this is hard. I mean, and this is a challenging school. So you want people that are going to come in that are going to really understand the value of the education, too. Not that they understand day in and day out what they're going to get from a Georgia degree. I don't mean that. That takes a lot of time. But coming in understanding, like, I got to put my best foot forward here every day. I've got to really want this. And this day and age, it's getting harder and harder to get that. But we've just got to stay true to what we want, stay true to the development of these guys and keep helping them develop and then recruit accordingly.
And it's not a one-sided deal. I mean, the players can be selective, but the school has to be selective also, right?
Yeah. And it's there's a lot of challenges that go with coaching in the SEC and recruiting in the SEC. But what you've got to do is you've got to stay true the best that you can to people that have impact, that want to provide value, but that also really want something in their life. So if you really want something in your life, if you really want basketball in your life, I haven't found too many people that really wanted basketball that didn't put forth a good effort in education. Now, I have found people that had very poor GPAs that also weren't getting it done on the basketball court. There's a prerequisite to that. There's a common denominator to that. You're not giving everything that you have. And we've got a couple guys that are in that boat right now. That's why you don't see them play as much, because it's part of the deal. But I've not had many guys that didn't have a real competitive drive. And when they've got to turn it up in school or when they got to turn it up in the court, they can do it because that's what their competitive fire says. And so that's what's most important, and that's what you have to build constantly, unless you can kind of, get old together, which is getting harder and harder in this day and age. That's one reason Alabama's winning. Nate went in and inherited some really good players from Avery, and he's done a fantastic job of developing them, and he's done a really good job of adding to them. But he walked into John Petty. He walked into Herb Jones. He walked into Kyra Lewis. Those guys, there was a foundation, and then now you build forward in it. And I think that's where you see some of these teams in college basketball right now. They've done a good job. They've got an influx of new with it. Guys that are older, that have been through it. Baylor, Gonzaga, Alabama, Michigan, those kind of places. And so that's going to get harder and harder to do as these rules change, which I say that to say this: you better stay true to the values that you need to have to be successful, because the more things change, the more they're going to stay the same. I mean, I act like I'm having a staff meeting, because I did have that with my staff, but that's the bottom line. Right. The more it changes, the more it stays the same. Stay true to the values that we've got to have.
Well, certainly going back to your previous point, experience is extremely valuable at this level and in this league and all the way around in this sport. And certainly we hope to build some of that as the years go along. This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you can get your questions to us via social media. And we will get to some of your questions that you sent in for Coach Crean when we come back. This is Bulldogs Live on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Core Power's the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
Hey, dog fans. Coach Kirby Smart here. Do you have a game plan for flu season? Get ahead of the competition by getting a flu shot at Piedmont. It's the smart thing to do. Stop by any Piedmont primary care, quick care, or urgent care location and stay healthy all season long. Visit piedmont.org/UGA to learn more and book online. Piedmont Healthcare, more ways to better.
Core Power's the official protein drink of Georgia basketball. Fueled by 26 grams of high-quality protein, your workout will never go to waste. Work hard, recover harder with Core Power. The official protein drink of Georgia basketball.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Now more than ever, it's important to support our local businesses, whether it's your favorite pizza place or your neighborhood barber. That's why I'm a proud member of Georgia's Own Credit Union. Georgia's Own has been serving our local community for more than 85 years. Whether they are saving you money on a checking account or credit card, or supporting the people, places, and teams that we've grown to love, Georgia's Own can't be beat. To learn more, visit their website at georgiasown.org. I'm Chuck Dowdle, and I'm one of Georgia's Own.
If you thought you saw the last of the double cheeseburger pizza from Papa John's, think again. Because it's back again. And now, they're debuting the sequel as a papadilla. A quarter pound of beef, zesty burger sauce, and pickles on crispy flatbread crust. Again, one more time. Get a large double cheeseburger pizza for just $12. Or a new double cheeseburger papadilla for $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Again. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
We continue with Bulldogs Live. Coach Tom Crean is here as the Bulldogs get set to host LSU tomorrow night in Stegman Coliseum, Athens, Georgia at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air with you at 6:35 to begin our coverage here on the Bulldog Sports Network. We hope you will join us. And Dog fans, the official Georgia basketball game program is now fully digital and free to access. The paperback game program is no longer offered, so you can log on to georgiadogs.com/digital to get everything you need to know heading into tomorrow night's matchup against LSU. That's georgiadogs.com/digital. Hope you check it out. And let's grab a question from our list. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean, as you folks have sent in some of your thoughts and questions for the coach. Let's see, Dalton in Atlanta. What are some of the takeaways from your first game against LSU, Coach, that you can bring into tomorrow's game?
We didn't play very well, to be honest with you. The more I watch that film, I think we're a better team, and I'm sure they are too, but we missed a lot of shots. We turned it over too much, and we still had a chance to win it in the overtime. We had numerous chances to win it. So what we've got to do is we've got to keep them off the foul line. I mean, that's going to be really big. The three guys that are making about 93% of their threes right now are Days, who's a phenomenal big man shooter, Cam Thomas, and Javonte Smart, who I believe leads the league. So we've got to do a really good job there. Trendon Watford can create a lot of different problems for you, so we've got to be strong in that matchup there. And we've got to get out and run, and we can't give them a live ball turnovers. I mean, this is our decision-making certainly has got to continue to improve all the time and make the simple play. And certainly when you make open shots, that helps. And we did in that LSU game. But there were a lot of possessions in that game, and we were able to get out and go, and we turned them over some, and they turned us over some. And we had numerous chances, and both teams are probably that much more experienced from it being such an early season. I mean, such a shortened season, and playing so early in the conference season that there's probably a lot of differences there.
If I recall correctly, before that first game, one of your concerns was how LSU draws fouls and jumping in the air leg kick thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You just can't.
Is that still a factor?
No question. And they can't get protected. We're really, really working hard to make sure that we are not going up into their bodies. There's so much offensive initiated contact that in the league, but it's certainly on that team, that you've got to do a really good job of showing your hands, moving your feet, playing with your chest, and then you got to count on the referee to understand, is it offense initiated or did the defense actually commit the foul? Because more and more you see it all the time. Guys are very, very adept at driving into the body, driving into the chest and sternum area, and if the referee decides that that's a defensive call, you're in trouble. And you've got to get a very good whistle in the sense of what's a foul, what's not, who initiated the contact, and that's what you have to count on.
Do you often get a lot of explanation, satisfactory explanation during the game for calls like that?
No, it depends on the referee. It depends on the official. Some officials are better communicators than others, just like anything else in life.
Goes back to what you're saying about the players.
Yeah. It's all I want is. I'll apologize if I go too hard sometimes, and I did the other day. But you just want an explanation so you can coach your team better. And some of the guys are very, very good at that. And I think that the head of officiating, Mike Eads, I think he was outstanding at it, so as good as there was. So I'm sure that's a thing that he really wants with his officials, but that doesn't mean that everybody does it. And that's where you can get a little angry when somebody's not. If you're talking to them in a normal tone and they're not coming back to you to give you an explanation that you not necessarily that you want to hear, but the explanation of what they saw, right? But that's the way it's always been, and frankly, that's the way it'll always be. I mean, we're dealing with human beings.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be an ego game, though. I mean, it can, you know, everybody's there for the same reason, and that's to.
Well, it's up to each person. Is it a two-way street? You know, you know as well as I do, there's coaching where it becomes more about the show of what they're saying and the theatrics and the arm waves and all that kind of stuff. And the referee has to decipher through that. You know, frankly, with me, for the most part, I just want to know what I can do, what they saw, so I can coach my team better for the next time. And that's frankly, I mean, it's Bill Parcells said a long time ago in a book that Will McDonough did with him, and it's called The Final Season, and I've never forgotten what he said. He said, you don't want to go against two opponents, and if you fight against the referee, it's like having two opponents. And he's exactly right, and I think your team takes on that. And we've got some guys on this team that worry too much about the officiating, and I try to remind them, like, nobody, the whining and that's a soft demeanor, right? We don't need that, right? We don't need any of that. Just move on to the next play, because I've never seen a player, and maybe it's happened, maybe I just haven't seen it, maybe I haven't been around long enough, I've never seen a player get a call changed by whining about it. Now, I have seen players get the next call because they handled it professionally as young men. I have seen that. But I've never seen anybody say, well, you know what? He really whined and berated me. I'm going to give him this call. You know, I've just never seen that. So it's hard for guys to understand that, but that's all part of what you deal with. And the number one thing a lot of times you have to break with a player when they come in is that entitlement that they've always felt is a basketball player. Like, I don't want front runners, and I don't want guys that act elite, right? Because that's not what this game honors. This game honors toughness. This game honors camaraderie. This game honors commitment. This game honors, you know, being a hustle player. It doesn't honor us being a prima donna or a whiner, right? So you have to get them to understand early on. Nobody cares about that. You've got to do this from a very professional way, even though you're not a professional. You've got to do it from a professional way, and that's one of the things that we try to get guys to understand. That's how you become a pro. And that demeanor that you play the game with and how you respond to adversity is really, really important. And again, you just got to continue to work through that and help them mature through that.
Dalton, thanks for your question. We'll get to some more for the coach in just a moment. We want to remind you to subscribe to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast. You'll get exclusive on-demand audio content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, press conferences, Bulldogs Live, throwback games broadcast, and lots more. You can subscribe and download the podcast today. And be sure you check out the new Shock and Ship podcast. That's hosted by DJ Shockley and Wes Blankenship. The Shock and Ship podcast, be sure to check it out at GeorgiaDogs.com. We'll continue with more Bulldogs Live and Coach Tom Crean right after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fresh fruit makes the perfect snack time treat. And now, Cutie's mandarins are just $2.97 in the 3-pound bag with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life. Like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Proud sponsor of Georgia Athletics. Visit BMWATL.com for great offers. Go Dawgs! At Subway restaurants, deals are delicious. And right now, you can choose from 2 great deals on delicious meals. Get a 6-inch cold cut combo, spicy Italian, or Black Forest ham, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $6. Or choose a 6-inch chicken and bacon ranch melt, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, or steak and cheese, plus chips and a 20-ounce drink for just $7. Either way, you get a great deal on a delicious meal, only at Subway restaurants. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live continues. Coach Tom Crean. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean. Your questions come right to us via social media. We'll throw them at the coach here on Monday nights. Dogs getting ready for LSU tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Stegman Coliseum, and then the next scheduled game is Saturday against South Carolina. And then we're supposed to play again that next week. But at this point, right now, Coach, we don't have a game, do we?
Well, no, we'll find out later this week who that's going to be. But we'll have a game. We'll find out later this week.
And Georgia's really been one of the fortunate programs in the league that's the only game that we're missing at this point. Just that one out of the 18 yep. that are scheduled.
Yep, our kids have done a good job. Our medical staff has done a really good job. Certainly we had a lot of it early, you know, with coaches and players. But they've done a really good job, knock on wood, of really trying to do this right.
Brianna in Athens, I guess she has a reason for asking this one. She may be sitting in the student section. She wants to know, how has the student section been this year?
I think it's been excellent. I really do. I think, again, going to the Missouri game, you could feel them. I thought throughout the non-conference, you know, certainly we don't have many seats in there for them, and I wish we had more. But they come, they're loud, they're dressed up in the gear and in the battle fatigue. I mean, they come in, they're ready to go. And so I'm very, very proud of what the students have done. I just, like I said, I'm thankful for them, and I just wish we had more. I wish we could have more, right? I mean, I wish we were allowed to have more. We're just not. But the ones that have been there have been fantastic.
Taylor in Eatonton, Georgia, what's been the focus the last couple of days in practice for you since coming back from Florida?
Well, I think it's recovery. I think, frankly, I beat my head against the wall. And I'm getting tired of doing it when it comes to getting a team to understand the level of talk that has to be there defensively. But bottom line is we've tried to understand the speed. We've made a couple of adjustments to our break and things of that like that. And just trying to get understood that we got to keep this team off the foul line while still challenging them and being aggressive. And that's been the biggest thing.
Can you give us an example of that communication that you're looking for on defense? What are some of the types of things?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's you just call out the next action. You let somebody know you're in help. I don't even have this team to the point where they're like calling out the next play. All right, I've had teams where like they really like they'd see the other coach call the play or the point guard call the play and they're yelling those out. I mean, I'm not even holding them to that standard right now. It's more about calling out the screen, calling out the coverage, letting them know you're in help, let them know where the switch is. And then I think another part of it is really taking great pride in their individual matchup, right? Now, we do a lot of switching and things of that nature, but really taking pride in that matchup. Well, to do that, you know, we always say talk to the ball, right? Talk to the ball, talk to the ball. So the man that's guarding the ball has got to hear those people. And I think it just continues to be the concentration and focus that you've got to have. That's why education and all those different things tie in together. If the average concentration span for the 13 to 19 year old is 7 or 8 seconds, that manifests itself on a basketball court, right? It really does. Maybe football's an advantage because most plays last, what, 4 to 6 seconds? Maybe that's the advantage. Well, in basketball, they're going to last a little faster than or longer than that. So you've got to stay locked in to what you're doing. And it's just a level of alertness and awareness. And I don't think guys understand like that. The NBA, you want to play at the next level. The NBA is not expecting that they're going to teach you how to talk. They're going to teach you. They're going to teach you different schemes and techniques and things of that nature. But like, you don't talk at that level. You don't play. I mean, one of the greatest communicators I've ever witnessed playing basketball is LeBron James. I mean, the things in it from a young age, I mean, maybe not when he was in high school, obviously, but from a young age in the NBA, seeing him in the summertime, watching the season. I mean, the guy is always talking to his teammates. Now, if there's one guy in the NBA that could get a pass for having a bad possession, it might be him, right? But the guy is – and Dwayne Wade was like that. I mean, those guys, the best players that win many, many times are the best talkers, or they have a group of guys on their team that they really respond and listen to, and there's a really good synergy. And that's the thing about being a basketball player. You're never out there on an island, right? If you want to be an individual, there are individual sports that are outstanding, and you can make a lot of money if you're good enough in them. But in basketball, you've really, really got to have a level of communication with one another because of how quick the average time in between breaks is 6.2 possessions. So that's a lot of time you got to be locked in on the basketball court. And you just got to continue to train it constantly and hope that guys figure that out.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. And dog fans, we'll remind you to tune in Sunday at midnight to WSB TV Channel 2. To catch an all-new episode of Georgia All Access presented by Georgia Power. This week featured on the show is the women's basketball senior class. Also, Georgia baseball coach Scott Strickland joins the Shock and Ship podcast and highlights from this week in Georgia athletics. That's Georgia All Access presented by Georgia Power, Sunday at midnight on WSB TV Channel 2 or anytime next week on demand at GeorgiaDogs.com. More of your questions for the coach. Bulldogs Live rolls along right after this on the Bulldogs Sports Network.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Introducing the Cash Pop Win One, Give One giveaway, where you get to choose who wins with you. So you could win a new car and tell us who should win one too. How about $5,000 for both you and someone else? Or a year of free rent or mortgage for you and someone you pick? It's up to you. Just play Cash Pop on your phone, online, or register your non-winning ticket from the store at playcashpop.com. Win One, Give One happens February 1st to March 7th. So spread some win around with Cash Pop from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
From a tiny blueberry to a towering Georgia pine, Georgia's agriculture products are as special and diverse as its people. Georgia Farm Bureau members stand for the values that bring Georgia together. We stand for strong communities and Georgia-grown products. We stand for family, faith, and keeping promises. We stand for you and your community. We stand together. Join today at gfb.org.
We are a farm bureau.
Get ready for tip-off at the UGA Bookstore, featuring the best Bulldogs gifts and apparel. Shop all the great brands at the UGA Bookstore like Nike, Tommy Bahama, Vineyard Vines, and Southern Tide. The UGA Bookstore is the exclusive home of the UGA 10 collection by Peter Millar. The UGA Bookstore in the heart of campus next to the Tate Student Center. Shop online 24/7 at ugabookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where dogs shop.
Well, Welcome back to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Thanks for tuning in to Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean tonight. Georgia and LSU tomorrow in Athens, Stegman Coliseum, 7 o'clock start, 6:35 air. And then the Dogs home again on Saturday, hosting South Carolina. A couple of teams the Dogs have seen already once this season. And we'll see them again this week coming up starting tomorrow night in Stegman Coliseum. Coach, going back to the previous segment, I wanted to follow up with you mentioned Dwayne Wade and communication skills and all of that. How was he with that, with communication skills when you had him at Marquette?
He really grew in it. He didn't have a lot of confidence early. See, but he didn't come up like a lot of these kids. I mean, there was. I mean, he wasn't highly ranked. He wasn't recruited very well, or very hard, I should say, by any schools. There was no entitlement to him. There was very much a lack of confidence to him, and some of it in his basketball life, and a lot of it because of what was going on in his personal life. So he had to build his confidence up, and then as his skills, and now the competitiveness was there, but the quietness overrode it. But now once the communication came and the vision came, all that God-given intelligence came out because the competitiveness was there, right? And the intelligence, I use this story a lot of times with guys. When you first met Dwayne Wade and you first spent time around him, you didn't have any idea the level of intelligence that was inside of him. And it was three reasons, really. Number one, he was very unconfident. Okay, number two, he didn't have the fundamentals and the skills yet. And number three, he didn't really know the value of communication, right? Well, as the skills came, as the value of that communication came, now here came the confidence, here came the vision, which might still be the greatest strength that he has. All of a sudden, there he is, right? But he had the desire, right? He had the willingness to learn, right? But he didn't have he's so different than so many of these other guys that come up through the ranks because he just didn't have any level of entitlement. There was none. And I think that's what served him so well and made him such a very confident person, trust me. But he's always, always had a level of humility. Always. I mean, anybody that saw arrogance instead of confidence or didn't see that humility, I'd be willing to go nose to nose, you know, man to man on, because that ain't true, right? I mean, there's a... And because I've seen how it's grown, and that's why he's such a model guy, you know, for what he's done. And don't get me wrong, I mean, there's a high level of confidence, but it's earned confidence, and I think that's what you want. And but he grew into it, and the bottom line is he knew he needed to grow into it, and he knew that at a very young age.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Tom Crean. We'll catch up on time a little bit, take a time out, and come right back for more questions for the coach after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Northside Hospital reminds you to stay safe and stay healthy during the pandemic. It's easy to do a few simple things every day. Wash your hands frequently and disinfect hard surfaces in your home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Always wear a mask in public and wash your hands before and after removing your mask. And if you're in a crowded place, stay at least 6 feet apart from others. For more information and CDC safety guidelines, go to northside.com/COVID-19.
Introducing the Cash Pop Win One, Give One giveaway, where you get to choose who wins with you. So you could win a new car and tell us who should win one too. How about $5,000 for both you and someone else? Or a year of free rent or mortgage for you and someone you pick? It's up to you. Just play Cash Pop on your phone, online, or register your non-winning ticket from the store at playcashpop.com. Win One, Give One happens February 1st to March 7th. So spread some win around with Cash Pop from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is clean and safe for players every game at Stegman Coliseum. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live continues with Georgia basketball head coach Tom Crean. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Thanks for sending in your questions too. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you get them to us. And you know, we were talking about Dwayne Wade for a couple of segments, Coach, and Tricia in Atlanta had sent in this question, wanting to know how Dwayne Wade and Anthony Edwards' games are similar. Are they similar?
To a degree. But first off, when coaching both of them, I don't ever do that. I'll always look for the similarities. But Dwayne Wade's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, it's now looking Anthony having some of those potential skills. Absolutely. Anthony being his own guy. Absolutely. Anthony looking up to Dwayne Wade. Absolutely. And the comparisons that I would say, you can't compare their games, all right? Because Anthony's played 20-some games,
right?
You know, and already got a new coach right now in the
yes.
NBA. So, I mean, he's learning the business side of this, which is just crazy. But, I mean, how you fire a coach on a Sunday night and it comes out a few minutes later that you've already got his replacement and you're going to do a multi-year deal, I mean, that makes zero sense to me. Right. And I'm not there, but that makes zero sense to me. But it just goes to show that this is such a business that those guys have got to be locked into making themselves better, because you never know what's going to happen. Right. But in the case of those two, they have very strong work ethics. They love to be in the gym. They're really, really good teammates. At the same age, Anthony is more boisterous and louder and, you know, probably smiles more and things like that. And Dwayne grew into that. But there's a different level of basketball, how they came up, right, in basketball. But the thing that they both have, and I've said it so many times and it's so true, is they both have an incredibly high level of empathy at very young ages. You could see it in Dwayne at a very young age, and I saw it in Anthony at a very young age. And I throw Victor Oladipo in the same thing. There's a high – and to me – you know, that may not sound like it means much to the average basketball fan. To me, it means more than anything about basketball. Because when you have that level of empathy, you care about your teammates. You want to see them be successful too. And trust me, there are a whole lot of players playing sports that they're not really concerned all over the world, right? Let alone the country, all over the world, they aren't really concerned about their teammates.
Yeah.
That's why it's such a premium to find them. Right. And when you get people that really, truly, it's not passive aggressive behavior, but they really, truly want to see their teammates be successful. I think the Timberwolves are starting to see that with Anthony. And we saw it. And that's where there's a very similar to them at very young ages.
Tricia, thanks for your question. Tricia from Atlanta sent that one in. We appreciate them. Hashtag Ask Coach Crean is how you get your questions to us. We'll step aside for just a moment and come back one final segment with the coach tonight right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
These days, I'm spending a lot more time at home, which means I need ways to easily control my comfort. And here's an insider tip. If you're a Georgia Power residential customer, you may be eligible for up to a $75 instant rebate on a smart thermostat. Here's how. Georgia Power's online marketplace features thermostats from brands like Google Nest, Honeywell, and Ecobee, as well as a variety of LEDs and smart home products like smart speakers, Wi-Fi routers, indoor cameras, and more. Just visit the site and start shopping. Shop now at GeorgiaPowerMarketplace.com.
Though this basketball season may look a little different, you can still grab an ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis for tip-off and cheer your team on from anywhere. So no matter where you are, remember nothing goes better with basketball than a smooth and refreshing cerveza. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Across the Northside Hospital system, our surgeons have decades of experience with routine and complex surgeries. Today, Northside leads the Southeast in innovative procedures. Since 2005, we've performed nearly 40,000 robotic surgeries. Our board-certified surgeons are acclaimed for non-invasive techniques. Their confidence and compassion await you at Northside. For complex surgeries, choose the best surgeons. Learn more at northside.com.
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License, number 6578.
Back with the coach here on Bulldogs Live. Final segment with Tom Crean as the Dogs get ready for LSU tomorrow. We'll squeeze in one quick question here, Coach, if you can, in about 30 or 40 seconds. Paul in Roswell, Georgia, wants to know how Savir has grown since coming to Georgia. We've seen his improvement a lot this season.
We could talk a whole show on that.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, but I'll just say that he's growing all the time, and he's growing in leadership. He's growing in stature. He's getting better and better on both ends of the floor, works extremely hard to get better. And he's got an incredibly bright future. I mean, he really does. I mean, I think he can be outstanding. So I love coaching him, and he's getting better and better.
It's such a pleasure to watch him play. He really, you can see he really loves the game. And he's one of those guys, I think, that you were talking about earlier that really wants his teammates to be better, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But he's young. I mean, there's a lot of growth in front of him, and I think he'll continue to make it. But he's doing an excellent job.
Coach, we appreciate your time. LSU tomorrow, you've seen him once. We'll see him again tomorrow. Good luck, and we'll see you at the game tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Coach Tom Crean, Georgia, and LSU tomorrow, 7 o'clock. We'll be with you at 6:35 to begin our coverage of Bulldogs basketball. We hope you will join us. Stay tuned. There's more Bulldogs Live right after this on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!